Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about our good friend Dr. Pierce Hauer joining us again. Pierce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than 13 years. 13 and a half, a little more than 13 and a half, actually, since he first joined us when he launched his book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain. He's since written a number of other books, including The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Also, Personality for Young Folks, that book that those two he co-authored with his highly intelligent and beautiful wife, Jane. And his new book is called The Owner's Manual for Happiness, Essential Elements of a Meaningful Life. Pierce Howard, thanks for hanging out with us. Welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be with you.
Congratulations on your book.
Well, thank you, sir.
I tell men that the closest you can come to birthing a baby is writing a book.
Yeah, I guess I'm feeling the afterbirth. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, you have 18 definitions in this book of happiness. Talk to us about them. 18, really? Well, I mean, the Greeks could only come up with three kinds of love. You got 18 kinds of happiness.
Well, in fact, Jim, I started with that, trying to sort of create an atlas of happiness. And
yeah.
If you go, you know, look in the various books of synonyms, you'll find hundreds of synonyms for the word, and I was trying to reduce them into clusters. But, you know, there are so many different states of mind that people are referring to when they say they're happy. Sometimes people are happy when they're just calm.
Mm-hmm.
They're not feeling excited. They're not feeling pleasure. They're not feeling anything but just calm and the absence of stress.
I'm happy when people are leaving me alone.
Yeah. So people mean different things by that. But you know, the most important thing to me about happiness is that there's a strict definition that I like to use and of what it means to be happy, and that is the abundance of the positive emotions like joy and pleasure and ecstasy and all of that sort of thing, and the relative absence of the negative emotions such as fear and sadness and anger and shame and guilt. So it's the abundance of the positive emotion and the relative absence of negative emotions. And most psychologists would agree that that's happy.
Right.
When a person is in that state of mind, they're pretty much happy.
There's only two kinds of happiness. One is you're happy today, you're happy now, you're happy this moment. And the other one is you're a happy person. You basically are able to find to be happy even when things are not great. You're basically a happy, you're spiritually happy person who maybe sad things are happening to you right now, but you're basically a happy person. And then the other one is just, wow, this is a great day. I'm happy.
Well, we call it trait and state.
Yeah.
Trait happiness is when you're happy day in and day out.
Yeah.
And state happiness is when you're in a state, temporary. And,
right.
And my point or my contention is that people who do not have trait happiness and who aspire to that, they want to attain a kind of a permanent state of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
My contention is that that is a false goal.
Right.
A spurious goal.
You're saying that if you don't have that, you can't get it.
Exactly. You can.
And this
you
comes
can
back
have
to your,
a little more.
This comes
of
back
it.
To your work and personality, doesn't it?
Yes. You can have a little more of it.
Yeah.
But you're not going to have it constantly.
And see, you call
but
it my, trait.
My contention is, Jim, that there are five other states of mind that are equal to or better than happiness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna get you to explain that in a minute. But what you're calling trait happiness, I call spiritual happiness. And I don't mean spiritual in the religious sense. I mean your spirit, the spirit of your spirit is naturally to be happy, to enjoy your work, to enjoy people, or to enjoy not being with people, you know, whatever.
Yeah, a great classic example of that is Maria in The Sound of Music.
Yeah, or Pollyanna.
You can't get her down. She goes into the convent, and the nuns sing, "What do you do with a problem?
How do you
like
solve
Maria?
A problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down?
How do you hold a moonbeam in your hand?"
Yeah, all that. So yeah, exactly. And all right. So now come back to those other five you were talking about.
Well, the five states of mind or states of being that are equal to or better than happiness. One has to do with making progress towards goals.
Mm-hmm.
Another one has to do with being in a state that we call flow. Another one has to do with the fit between the person and the environment they're in. Another one has to do with quality of relationships or social capital. Mm-hmm. And the last one has to do with altruism or service.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go.
But aren't all of those activities, aren't all those action-based, not intrinsic, not a trait?
Well, they're both. You know, for example, progress towards goals. And notice I say progress towards goals rather than having goals.
Yeah.
Having a goal like to build a mountain house or to write a book or to plant a garden, having the goal is not what makes a person happy. It is the sense.
Yeah,
that I'm making progress.
But those are things that make you happy or could make you happy. They're not happiness in themselves.
No, it's a sense of well-being, Jim. It's not happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example,
I do think that's a good term. I like that term because I do, and I use that myself. I talk about having a sense of well-being. You know, that's to me. I actually prefer that over happiness because happiness comes with a lot of expectations, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Yeah.
And you think about the social worker in Calcutta, who is just slogging it day in and day out, trying to help deal with misery and disease and poverty, and that person. Life is meaningful, and they see purpose in their life, but they're not happy.
Right. Hold on to that thought. Dr. Pierce Howard and I will be right back. His new book is called The Owner's Manual for Happiness, and one chapter says, happiness isn't for everyone. I'm gonna make Pierce explain himself after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.